1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairieland Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Let's hear from Bailey about her John Deere tractor from Prairieland Partners.
When this tractor came home, I quickly learned how versatile it was. We use the tractor for mowing, move hay bales, dig up dirt, blade our driveway. We enjoyed working with Prairieland Partners. We were able to explain what our needs were, and then they even delivered it to us. And now I've decided I don't want to ever not own a tractor again.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning. Plenty of sunshine, 38 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Rescue Mission Director Lee Alderman. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Glad to have you on board with us. What's happening for you here today?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful Monday already, but, you know, last week, it was a bad week for a while there when Alan Sean Feinstein, our fundraising guru out east, decided at 91 years of age he's not going to give anymore right now. And so that's a big fundraiser for us, and so I kind of panicked for a while.
Well, let's talk about this before we start rolling into the Emporia Anti-Hunger Challenge, which is now fully in place the way it sounds, in order to replace what the Feinstein Challenge had done for you. How impactful had the Feinstein Challenge been for you on an annual basis, or maybe even throughout the course of the fundraiser, which just by memory stretches back every year that I can remember?
Yeah, that stretches back probably 15 years, and the Feinstein fundraiser for us has been critical. It provides funds for our general operating budget, and without that, we may not be here.
So it was that significant for you?
Yes, it's critical for us. It's still critical. It provides those general operating dollars to get us through the year. We only have one full-time employee, that's me, so our money goes back into services for the people.
And so what kind of dollars are we talking about here, Lee?
Well, we'd like to raise $65,000 again to get us through the rest of the year.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we have the, you know, this local individual out of the blue stepped up to the plate and says he'll match up to $30,000 dollar for dollar, replacing Alan Sean Feinstein.
Now, did the word on this come essentially shortly after you got the word from the Feinstein Foundation that they would be essentially suspending their fundraising operations here for you and other food banks, or how did that wind up developing?
Well, I told some friends what was going on, and within 3 days, an individual contacted me and said, let's do it up to $30,000. And it's just kind of how it happened, and it was shocking. I showed my wife, and she's like, what? And I said, yeah, God's got our back. You know, he's going to help us feed Emporia.
All right, so how long is the campaign going to go for, Lee?
Well, this campaign, you know, the Feinstein Challenge went from March 1st to April 30th, and this will be the same way. Starting tomorrow through April 30th, every dollar given to Abundant Harvest will be matched dollar for dollar.
So what happens? Obviously, you're talking about money going into the general operating budget, so this is critical. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yes, this is critical. So we appreciate the community to step up and keep their local soup kitchen running.
Let's talk here, Lee, before we get into the details on how folks can donate, what you're seeing here as demand here for the Rescue Mission and Abundant Harvest at this stage of the game. And it doesn't sound like this affects Shiloh Home. This sounds like this is separate. But what are you seeing here at the organizations that you're leading right now?
Well, the demand is steady that it has been for about the past year and a half. We continually see some new faces. We're slowly, actually, this year, kind of seeing more families, more younger families. But it's just been real steady and consistent. We're getting approximately 2 semi-loads a month of food donated, and we're distributing that to the community, Plus, we're making hot meals.
Lee Alderman, Emporia Rescue Mission Director. Well, Lee, let's get down to how people can help out if they would like to donate and be a part of the $30,000 match starting tomorrow and running through April. How can they participate?
Well, we encourage folks to they can give to our P.O. Box 901, or they can go online. It's real easy through the Emporia Community Foundation. They just go to the EmporiaCF.org website, Emporia Community Foundation website, and they can donate by selecting Abundant Harvest in the list and then donate directly to Abundant Harvest online. And so, you know, we're thankful for the Emporia Community Foundation being there for us, and we do have a P.O. Box 901 here in Emporia, so folks can donate either way. Once again, these dollars just go to help our local community soup kitchen keep running.
Really quickly, Lee, before we let you go and start off the rest of your Monday here, what do you need as far as maybe upgrades are concerned? And is this particular effort connected to, I think of Abundant Harvest and the fundraising that you've been ongoing there for close to the last year. Is this connected to the fundraising drives that you've been having over the last year for, you know, the new Rescue Mission spot, Abundant Harvest renovations, or is this totally separate?
This is totally separate. That fundraising is done. We're having a backup generator funded by Sunderland Foundation out of Kansas City. That generator is going to be installed at the mission this week, and that's kind of wrapping up all of that, and all that's paid for. This is just our general operating fund to keep our local soup kitchen running so that we can provide meals and box food to folks that need it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we encourage people to participate, and, you know, it is critical, as Lee mentioned, to keep Abundant Harvest, you know, up and running and helping so many people as it has done in years past. Well, Lee, thanks for your time this morning, and we'll have you back on to keep people updated on where things are at.
All right, gentlemen, have a great day.
Hey, thank you.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia Rescue Mission Director Lee Alderman talking about the Emporia Anti-Hunger Challenge. Chuck?
Yeah, a great fundraiser, again, replacing the Feinstein Foundation's Feinstein Challenge, which had been in place helping the rescue.